This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thanks, Joe. Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller, broadcasting from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel. WIP Parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. And if you hear a buzz here as we broadcast live, Hugh, it's because the players have arrived. The buses. There's a lot of buses, by the way.
Yes, there are. There's a lot. Probably the people in the organization at work. I saw a couple guys on the bus with no shirts on.
Yeah, those look like offensive linemen from afar.
Yes, some of the exciting whites took the shirts off.
Yeah, my guess is though they're going to be the ones that are a problem at the podium.
I tell you, liquor is a beautiful thing when it puts you in a position where you gives a damn about how cold it is outside.
Yep.
Liquor's beautiful like that.
Well, they look like they're having a great time. Everyone here is as well. 215-592-90 for number. We lead you right up to the parade speeches. Ike Spiekenfurt's coming up at 2. That's around the time we expect the speeches to start here over at the Art Museum as the team makes their way. So Jeff Lurie, I saw Jalen Hurts on their bus. There's quite a few buses with the staff and front office and everybody here. So this thing's about to really, really, truly get started. We're going to go down to Devin and ESP coming up in about 10 minutes. They'll set the scene downstairs and right at the parade site for us. Let's go back to the phone lines here and talk to everyone on a very special day in Philadelphia. Rob is up on WIP. Rob!
Yo, guys. What's up, man?
Yo, Rob. What are you feeling?
I miss you guys so much. I call in every day, but I can't wait to hold. I used to call in from North Wales. I'm in Rhode Island now.
Oh, wow.
I've been up here for 2 years, and everywhere I go with my Birds gear on, people are like, go Birds. I'm like, go Birds, baby. And I'm like, you from Philly? And they're like, no, I'm from up here. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you? You're not a Patriots fan? But they love the Birds up here in New England because they're winners. They're the next one up. You know what I mean? And everybody up here wanted to see a shellacking of Pat Mahomes. They know he's good. They know, but he's not the GOAT compared to their GOAT up here. You know what I mean?
Robin, and his GOAT, his pursuit of that took a big hit on Sunday because they got their doors blown in. I mean, let's just call it for what it is. They got their doors blown in.
They certainly did, and the fact of the matter is, as young as our team is, we're like the ocean. You can't turn your back because the waves are going to keep hitting you.
Well, yeah, it'll drag you right under, Rob. Man, you're right about that, and especially this defense right now, which is, it's become that. It's become a great defense. Rob, we appreciate it. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. I didn't even see where the Twitter poll was. I'm guessing it was some sort of variation of Go Birds. Go Birds.
Oh, all day.
Go Birds.
All day.
It wasn't even a poll.
No, we didn't need one today. I think Go Birds was the poll today. Kyle,
I asked who everyone was happy for.
Yeah, okay. Well, I you know what? It's one of those where I think there's a million different answers. Like, there's so many good answers. Like, Kyle, how about for you? Who are you happiest for on a day like this?
Well, as a Nick Sirianni guy, I got to be happy for my guy Nick.
Never wavered.
Yeah. Like, the opening press conference sounded like a total moron.
Starting to get around.
a great year two, and then another down. Year three, and then now to be at the top of the mountain, man, I'm very happy for my guy, Nick.
Yeah, he's very easy to be happy for because he's doubted up and down. I mean, regardless of if you thought it was not that big of a deal, his first press conference was not exactly inspiring. You're like, is this really? I mean, this is the Eagles head coach, and now here he is as a world champion head coach with the Philadelphia Eagles. Salvador in Coatesville. What's up, Salvador?
Yo, we're world champions, man.
World champs, Salvador. Super Bowl champs.
I'm down here at the parade. I'm in line. We left the live casino. It took us like a half an hour to get out of there. But I got engaged, man. I proposed to my shorty.
Today?
Yes, at the parade, right in front of the buses, man.
Congratulations. Hugh Salvatore just got engaged today.
Today
at the parade.
Thank
we got a lot
you,
going
man.
On.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Oh my God, yo! Everybody
shook
our hands.
Never gonna be invited back up here no more.
Well, congratulations. CJ. Well, today's a memorable day for you guys for sure.
Thank you, man. Yo, it was awesome. Nick Sirianni came up. Zach Vaughn. Everybody came up. Yo, it was crazy, man.
Oh, so you saw those guys go past you?
Dude, we have footage of it. Everybody was shaking our hands. They were all off the buses shaking our hands. Landon.
Oh, that's awesome.
I can't even name them all, man. Everybody shook our hands, man. It was awesome, dude. Well, girl's right here, man. We're getting married.
Congratulations.
That is awesome.
Oh, Valentine's Day and the Eagles parade.
And they shook
Valentine's
the hands on the Eagles
Day,
going
man.
By. Yeah, that's special stuff, man. Salvador, we appreciate that. How about that? You said today was going to be love in the air today, Valentine's Day. Salvador got engaged at the parade.
Yeah, I knew something would happen. It's probably going to be my last time being invited up here.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm welcome.
All right, you got like 50 minutes to go. No, you get stuff kicked out, all right? Ben in Millville. Ben is up on WIP. What's up, Ben?
They ain't about to let me out of the studio no more.
Ben!
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up, Ben?
Oh, man, I was here, I don't know, 7:44. I cracked my first Miller Lite, standing in the parking lot at Xfinity Live.
That's a good day. Anytime a day starts with a beer at 7:44, it could be a good day.
You know, Hugh, you got to love it, right? Come on.
I love it.
great to talk to you guys. You know, it was so great with all the fans, you know, the countless of Eagles chants. Exuberant, just celebrating and seeing, you know, I was right there in the beginning when the buses come out of the link and seeing Jeffrey Lurie hold up that Lombardi trophy. I mean, the utmost joy and satisfaction to see that, you know, 50 feet. Like, you can't beat it.
Well, the coolest part for Lurie is he saw this all coming 20 years ago, and he tried to tell everyone, and it took a little while, Ben, for them to really become something close to the gold standard, but he called it. Like, he said he was going to build the best team in the NFL, and he's done it, Ben. Like, that's got to be so satisfying for him that he had this goal, and he did it.
Exactly, and I hope you guys are enjoying the blast. I know. I talked with the morning show. It's so exciting outside and everywhere. The weather, you know, it's a little chilly, but everybody's having so much fun. I see the joy in everybody's faces, and it's just a great, great time in the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah, it is. Ben, enjoy the rest of it. Enjoy the rest of the day. Yes, and, yeah, I did see some of that with the videos of Lurie Jalen going by in their bus. There's so many Eagles buses, by the way, and now they got the escorts with the cars and the police and everyone.
I never understood. Why is the tow truck here in case one of the buses break down? They're going to throw it on the tow truck?
Well, I guess you can't have the whole parade stop over one car or one bus.
My thing is this. Now.
You have a tow truck thing?
No, Joe. I'm just like, okay, why is the tow truck here? Didn't you check all the buses before they went out? Like, didn't you double check them to make sure Something like that wouldn't happen?
Yeah, but a pothole, flat tire, what are you going to do?
No, I'm saying, like, and I know somebody would be like, damn it, Hugh, why are you always overthinking stuff?
You are overthinking this.
But I'm just wondering, why is the tow truck here?
Well, actually,
and why
there's
do we need
a couple
so,
tow trucks.
Why do we need so many ambulances? Why do we need so many? What is that mean?
Ambulance is the cousin of ambiguity or something like that.
It's in the ambiguity. Ambiguity.
Hold up.
Cow.
Do you expect me not to?
That's an
all-timer. The worst one ever. It's a disaster.
You know what?
You tried so hard and failed so spectacularly.
No. You know what, Kyle? You know what makes it even better? Is that I haven't had anything to drink.
No, this is straight Hugh.
I know you well enough that you don't need anything to drink.
No, and Spike's looking at me like, what the hell are you trying to say? Ambiguity.
I can't even hear that.
Now we're breaking glasses?
Yeah.
It's about that time.
I heard that.
Yeah, you know
what? God, did
that
you
was
that?
Not,
get
that
it,
was,
get it together back
that
then.
That was not us. But was it WIP? Yes.
I have another story to tell that I can almost guarantee you that I would not be invited up here ever again.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I put my hands on the guy that was throwing the party. On accident, though. It was an accident.
What do you mean accident?
Well, because he wrote, like, you know, we have a little section.
A tiny little section.
And he rolled up on us. And I was like, and I kept asking everybody, like, hey, you know who this is? You know, because this is all about
but
security.
He was in charge here?
Well, his party. And
it's
I told him he had to go.
His party?
Yeah, and I told him he had to go. And I pushed him up out of here. And he looking at me like, but wait.
So
Spike,
basically, we're on borrowed time.
Are you a bouncer now?
Well, no, dog. You know.
Bouncer
like,
Douglas.
Now, listen. And I told y'all when I'm out in these spaces like this and I ain't been drinking, I'm a little bit, you know, I'm a little bit more heightened senses. So he was rolling up on me and I was like, dog, are you a part of this?
Yeah, he is. Actually.
And he said, no. And I said, well, you got to go. And listen, Kyle, they ain't never going to let me out the studio after this.
So we all hope for back-to-back on Dynasty. We might need a couple-year break, though, before we're allowed to do this again. We might only be able to do this once every year.
And nobody, and everybody looking at me, and Ike laughing, because Ike looking, and Spike was like, hey, no, he's okay. And Ike laughing, because he was like, oh, dog, you know, hey, you shouldn't have rolled up on him. And I'm like, yeah.
It's good never, for now until they escort you out of here.
This is my last time outside of the studio.
Yeah, you got 50 more minutes, dude.
I can't wait to get home.
Well, good thing you have a 3-day weekend. You lay low.
I ain't got no choice.
Lay low.
I got to lay low.
Yeah, you send an apology on Tuesday and we go about our business. All right, 215-592-9494.
Thanks a lot. Spike just sat there and let it happen.
Whoa.
All right, Spike's got to defend himself now.
Spike just let it happen.
Wait a minute. I did not just let it happen. I stopped it from happening.
No, but initially I said, Spike, do you know him? And he was like, no.
No, that is not what happened. I didn't hear you at all. I just saw you pushing. You got to go back, man. I'm like, no, Hugh, he's okay.
Why did you turn into Bouncer Douglas over here?
No, because Buddy was all up on my back. We doing
well,
the thing.
It's a tight space over
and it was
here.
It was tight, and he was all up on me. I'm like, yo, dog, do you know somebody?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Knows everyone here. Yeah.
And nobody said, and I was like, dog, you got to go. You got. He looking at me like, but wait. No, we ain't waiting for nothing.
Hugh's not waiting for Taz to do something. He's not even here.
No, listen. Yeah. Get a little, you know, I'm a little nervous. It's a little tight up here. Yeah. Everybody been drinking. So I'm just, you know.
So even the guy who's throwing the party gets knocked out of the way.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I got 50 minutes. I'm going to go on here and go home.
Yeah.
I've what they call worn out your welcome.
And we just got here a few hours ago. Worn out your welcome. All right.
It's a wrap.
We are going to go down to Devin and Elliot. I keep doing that. I'm combining their names. Devin and Elliot, who are live down at the parade as the Eagles have arrived. The buses have arrived. Devin, Elliot, how is it down there?
Man, finally, the buses have arrived. The first one has started to pull up. I can see Swoop at the front there. Fans are going crazy. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, last time I talked to you guys, the thing had officially kind of broken out into a party. Music is playing. Everyone's dancing. But now that the players are here, it's definitely gone up another level.
Yeah, the buses are pulling in. Like, I feel like their ship's getting ready for battle. They're flying their Eagles flags, pulling into this massive crowd. And what's really cool, guys, is the seats that are right in front of us, so basically between where Elliot and I are situated and the art museum steps where the speeches and everything will go down, have finally filled out. So there, this place is just wall to wall with Eagles fans. It's really amazing.
And it looks like Jalen Hurts has gotten off the bus. He's with Big Dom. He's got the victory cigar out. Looks like he's going to walk the rest of the way. So the Super Bowl MVP has arrived.
Yeah, there's a buzz. As they were pulling up close to where we are, and we could kind of sense it, there's a buzz. I'm sure it's up by where you guys are too now. And I'm excited to see the reaction to them as they arrive and stand up near where you guys are and whoever takes the podium, because this is everyone here's first chance to really celebrate them in a different realm. Yeah. Like, you know, Elliot, it's one thing that, you know, Jalen Hurts is the Eagles quarterback, and he's a really good player, and he has a ton of fans. But now, you just said it, he's now the Super Bowl MVP. I mean, he joins a group now that only has two people in it ever in the history of this franchise, Nick Foles and Jalen Hurts, Super Bowl MVPs. Like, Jalen's status in this city has just gone to a level that I don't even know if he realizes yet.
Oh, without question. I mean, I think 2 years ago, look, we do the pregame show every week. I don't know if the Jalen Hurts jersey was the number one jersey we would see. There was a lot of Jason Kelce, Brandon Graham, Lane Johnson. Looking around here, there are a lot of Jalen Hurts jerseys. He might even be number one now, literally. So, yeah, he has definitely gone to another level. But to your point, too, about, you know, the moment and what they're in, the Eagles are a roster filled with big-time players, superstars in college and the NFL. But not a lot of them, I mean, in fact, only four or five of them, have been in this exact moment with this crowd and this, you know, parade and this speech. So I'm excited to see what they do in this moment, what Jalen we see, and how he talks to this crowd. Because I can tell you right now, having been up on those steps and looking out, it is quite the scene to take in. So I'm excited to see how they handle it.
Yeah, well, I mean, and you're right, this is their first time for most of them, right? Only two of their, you know, offense or defense players, Lane and Brandon, have rings, and then, you know, Lovato and Elliott. So, Devin, this is going to be interesting because this is a whole group that have never experienced this before. I'm sure they're enjoying themselves, but once they get to that podium, I can't wait to hear what these guys say.
Oh, I know. And we've been talking to fans, trying to figure out, you know, who they're most looking forward to hearing from. And an answer that we've gotten quite consistently is Jalen Hurts. And you guys know, you know, we hear him at the podium. Jalen Hurts can sometimes most oftentimes actually not be a man of many words. I'm really curious to hear what he says. I don't think he's going to be anything out of character. You know, Jalen Hurts is who he is. He's cool, calm, and collected always, I think, even at a Super Bowl parade. But I think he'll give us some spice. I think he'll spice it up at the podium. I'm really interested to see Nick Sirianni. So the times that they've shown him here on the Jumbotron, I don't know if you guys have been super tuned in. He actually looks kind of, like, calm, surprisingly calm. Yes. I thought Nick Sirianni would be, you know, going a little bit more wild, but maybe he's just saving that for the podium. I'm really looking forward to hear what Sirianni has
And I'll also say that they have the front section of these seats roped off for families and friends. It feels like the Sirianni family section is about one or two rows deep. So the Sirianni family is going to be well represented. And I don't know if you can hear it, but the bus is going by right now. Fans are running to the right side of the art museum to try to get a look. It feels like everyone in the world has their phone up right now. So the Eagles have definitely arrived.
Yeah, I can hear it. I can feel it. I can hear it. I can see it from where we are right now. Guys, we appreciate the check-ins. Enjoy the rest of this and the speeches to come in a little bit. Yeah, Hugh, so Devin and Elliot were just mentioning Jalen and what he might say on his speech. Hugh, I always think there's two Jalens, right? Uh-huh. Jalen is very aware of his status as a franchise quarterback, and usually at the podium, he either gives non-answers or short answers. But sometimes, Hugh, we see him mic'd up with his guys in the locker room right before a game. There's another side to him. I think that's why the players like him, right? Because he's one of the guys. I wonder if we get hair, you know, I'll say this way, like hair down Jalen, or is he buttoned up Jalen tonight? Because he can say whatever he wants to say, but we rarely hear the side, I think, his teammates hear.
I would say, if I was a bet man, I'll say a little bit
both?
More buttoned up than anything. I don't think, like, because I told you before this parade started, I was like, there's probably one guy that I would bet that probably isn't drinking, and it's Jalen.
Yeah.
Jalen's been through a lot, man, throughout his whole life, and he was on, what, The View earlier this week, and I think one of the questions that was asked
He was on every show this week, yeah.
Well, yeah, and they talked about how his delivery hasn't changed since he was a young man. He still talks the same. I think Jalen is just built different. And Jalen's one of those cats where, I guess the best way to say, he's not going to break bread with everybody. He might fellowship with you, but it's different from fellowshipping than breaking bread.
Yeah.
You know, so this right here will be a fellowship. This ain't a bread breaking. You know what I mean? I mean, for all the people to understand that, basically, when you break bread with somebody, you know, you're letting your hair down, you're drinking some wine, and
you're full of yourself. You talk a little different, yeah.
Yes. But when you're fellowshipping, you're talking and you're being cordial, but you're still a little reserved because, you know, you probably feel like there's a lot of people out there that, even though they're here and they're celebrating, probably wasn't pulling for him in the long haul.
Well, I also hope that he takes all this in and enjoys this moment.
Yeah.
Because I hope it happens again. But I'm not, you know, you never know if it will. I think this could be the best and most happy moment he ever has with this fan base.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Nick Foles had this moment. There's only two quarterbacks here that have had this moment.
Yeah.
Foles and him. So he gets to have that. It's rare. I mean, it's been 59 years of the Super Bowl era, and only two quarterbacks ever had this moment with this fan base. Take it all in, Jalen.
Yeah. This is the fellowship. This ain't a bread breaking. He gonna fellowship.
Take it all in. Fellowship. Enjoy. Jake and Delco. What's up, Jake?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Jake, what's up, pal?
Yo, Hugh, Spike, a man whoop a man. What a time to be alive, huh?
What a time to be alive.
That's right. Yeah. Jake, what are you feeling today?
Oh, man, I still can barely believe it, man. Watching that first half was insane. It was just, and this year, all the stories within the stories, you know, the mercurial rise of Zach Bond, the doubt about N'Kobe Dean and Nolan Smith, everything. Darius Slay was not on the team, and then suddenly he was back on the team in the offseason. Just all the BG coming back. I mean, there's so many stories within the stories. It's so great. I'm just soaking it all in.
Yeah, Jacob, we all are. And the BG one is one that, again, like so many of them, it was hard to see coming. Like, when he got hurt that night in L.A., Hugh, he said after that game, I'm done for the season.
Yeah.
And then 2 months later, he's on the field chasing Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and still looked like he could still play.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
that was the one thing Elliot was right about.
I mean, everyone gets one, right? Elliott called it. Yeah. Now Elliott's on a little heater here. He, you know, he called the Jalen thing, the Super Bowl. He's going to play well. Good, which is great. It's good for him. He did play really well.
But thank you guys. Thank you guys. I always got you in my earbud while I'm working, and you make my days better. I love listening to you, Joe, and you, man. It's a great time to be alive, and thank you so much.
Well, Jake, thank you.
Thank you for listening.
I mean, yeah, today's the day. Like people keep thanking us. We thank them. Like,
yeah, for listening.
The reason we get to do this is because everyone out there and everyone listening or watching wherever they are, you know, being part of this wherever you are. But you, like every single person down there, is why we get a chance to do this, because people love the teams in the city, especially the Eagles, as much as they do.
Hey, man, there's no city like Philadelphia. I worked in Atlanta for 10 years. I was down there, and that's a passionate fan base, no question about it. But it's nothing, if you allow me to finish. But there's nothing like being here in Philadelphia. There's no fan base like Philadelphia fan base.
No, well, there's not. And I don't think in any sport there's anything like the love of the Eagles.
It's scary. It's scary how fanatic this these people
you know,
are.
You know how – you know,
it's great.
One of my favorite things to like, point out how much people love it is when people see you or Ike or any ex-players, and they thank you for your service as if you were a soldier.
A soldier. Yeah. And it's weird. Yeah. Like, you know what the weirdest thing is, too? When people say, congratulations for this.
Well, because you're still part of the family.
Well, yeah, I get it, but this is theirs.
I know.
You know what I mean? But I get it, and I'm not – I appreciate it, but this is their moment. I know I'm a part of it. I'm a part of the history of the Eagles or whatever. But this is their moment. So, yeah, it's a little weird because after the Eagles won, people were like, congratulations. Man, I ain't play. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's almost like people congratulate a relative when someone, like, does something great in a family. Like, congratulations. Well, you're part of it, though. You guys are. And the foundation was set all those years ago. And then here, look at this team now. 215-592-9494 to hop in. We will check back in with Buzz again next. Let's see what Buzz comes up with. We'll find him on Broad Street. Get your calls in. The speeches are set to begin around 2. We'll carry those as well. Afternoon show coming your way at 2 o'clock. A lot to do on WIP on a very, very special day. We're live today broadcasting from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel. WIP parade coverage is brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.